الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. استشرف وتعالى الشيخ حضرة الحكيم محمد أختر صاحب يا جبال الحرم.
میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. آ گیا سامنے روزہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. آ گیا سامنے روزہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مؤمن ہو ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مؤمن ہے ہم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. ہے سلاطین عالم میں احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہے گدائے حرم. ہے سلاطین عالم میں احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہے گدائے حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدے حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدے حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. اے سلاطین عالم احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دیدے حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى. Amma about this beautiful bayan of our honorable Master Dada Shaykh Harib Billah Rumi Waqt Abrezi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat beautifully describing the beautiful Haramain Sharifain and teaching us that how Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when a person gains the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then going to the Haramain Sharifain has got a different enjoyment, a different pleasure. That a person is not just going to make Hajj or Umrah, but a person is going to see all the beautiful connections of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and find Allah Rabbul Izzat and get the close proximity of Allah Ta'ala. And then when a person goes in that way, then nothing else attracts him but just the beauty of all those things that are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Hazrat is teaching us that those, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Arifin, those who have got the Marifat of Allah, and Ashiqeen, the true lovers of Allah, how they do they see the Haramain Sharifain? Hazrat says, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. Addressing the mountains of Haramain Sharifain. That these mountains are so honorable and so blessed that Allah has chosen them to be in the precincts of Haramain Sharifain. And because, and this is what is called Nisbat, these mountains are connected to Kaaba Sharif, so they are so honorable. Like Allahu Akbar, the dog that just sat at the cave of Ashabul Kahf became so honorable. So what can be said of the mountains that are close to the Kaabatullah, the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that these mountains are so honorable, so blessed. And then one it is close to Kaabatullah. The other is that the Mubarak footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on those mountains. So how great those mountains have become. So the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they look at it with the eyes of the heart. We just look at the mountains and we look how it is burned black with all the heat of Saudi Arabia, but we don't realize what is the great blessings in those mountains alone. Then what can be said of the blessings of being in the Haram Sharif itself, and then the blessings of looking at Kaabatullah and making tawaf, etc. So Hazrat gives a beautiful example here, and just as Hazrat teaches us that if we haven't learned the reality and haven't gained the marifat of Allah, we haven't learned what is the great house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is all about, then hum Hajj karke aya, lekin abhi Hajj nahi seekha. That we would made Hajj and came back, but we still didn't even learn how to make Hajj. And as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that 50 Hajj we could have made, but we still haven't learned how to make Hajj. Or Umrah we going year after year, but Allah Ta'ala save us, it's not just like a holiday, or it's just a touring experience, taking the friends, and worse, that you go right to Haramain Sharifain, and instead of coming back with rahmat, you come back with la'nat. That engage in the disobedience of Allah, taking for videos and for selfies, etc. So Hazrat beautifully paints the picture that Mary Nazro me tum ho bare muhtaram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, addressing the beautiful mountains of Haramain Sharifain in the Makkatul Mukarrama, Jabal Nur, etc. Then Madinatul Munawwara, Jabal Uhud, that oh the mountains of Haram, oh the mountains of Haram, you all are very, very honorable in my eyes. In other words, in my eyes of my heart, you all are very honorable. So everything that is connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, how great love the Ashiqeen, the lovers of Allah have for that, then where can we imagine what is their love for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat further explains, this is from far, when you're just entering Makkatul Mukarrama and you're seeing the beautiful mountains, already you're in a state of ecstasy. And now when Allah gives you that great opportunity out of Allah's kindness and you enter the Haram, Hazrat says, your first sight when you just enter Haramain Sharif, enter the Haram Sharif, ye du'ai haram, lazzati multazam, ho ata sabku ye ni'mati muhtanam. What can be said of the dua when you just enter Haramain Sharifain? First sight of on Kaaba Sharif, the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that dua is accepted, and Allah Ta'ala accepts that dua readily. But we have to learn from the friends of Allah Ta'ala how to make dua. that, oh Allah, you make me yours, become mine. And a person now makes dua, Allah accept all my duas. And Hazrat says now further, after you made tawaf of Kaabatullah, you are in a different enjoyment that Allah has allowed me to make tawaf around His house. And actually, it's not the house that you are making. You are, so to say, making tawaf around Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then when you get the opportunity to come right at the door of Kaabatullah, Multazam, the space between Hajar-e Aswad and the door of Kaabatullah, where all the Anbiya, so to say, surrendered and lifted their hands and put their chest on that Mubarak spot, and du'as are accepted readily, Hazrat says, what enjoyment you will get there. And this is actually enjoyment. Enjoyment not looking at the hotels and all those buildings and sitting in the foyers, etc. The enjoyment of sitting in Haram Sharif, looking at Kaabatullah, then the enjoyment of making dua there. Hazrat says, if we only realize, and these are the friends of Allah, their hearts are so spacious that they want everybody to enjoy this very, very great, precious gift of Allah Ta'ala. And for what Allah created us, to get this love of Allah, Hazrat makes dua for us all. Ho ata sabku ye ni'mati mukhtanam. That Allah blesses everybody with this very, very special gift. This gift that is, the whole world can't pay for this gift. 1 minute to be at Multazam, Allahu Akbar. 1 minute to be in front of Kaabatullah, we can't imagine. Then Hazrat explains that now a person realizes, the more you get the marifat of Allah, you realize it's not my achievement that I'm here. Hey Khuda, hey Fakad, aapka ye karam, kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawafi haram. Oh Allah, it is only your kindness. As Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, what has given you deception of your Rabb who is so kind, kareem? Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istiqaqin wa minnatin. One great meaning that Allah Ta'ala blesses and favors us without deserving it in the least. But where myself, without socks or anything, your souls are not put to be treading on that earth where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has tread. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam, so many buried there, all the Anwarat. Hazrat says, oh Allah, it is only your very, very special mercies upon us that we are making tawaf. And now, Allahu Akbar, can we imagine Haji is coming back from the Arafat, from Muzdalifah, and then they will be coming back for tawaf. How the haram will be buzzing. It is only Allah's special favor. And then to think how many thousands and thousands of people making tawaf together, this is only the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Hazrat is teaching us here that this is what we have to see. Allah Ta'ala teaches us that the first house Allah has placed on the face of the earth, Kaabatullah, that is to realize that Allah has sent us here to gain the marifat of Allah and be in the obedience of Allah. Then Hazrat teaches us, now a person now goes towards ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has brought all these great ni'mat for us. A gaya samne rozae muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste the hum. So I'm just shocked now, in front of me is the rozae park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was desiring for this, my mouth was watering for this special occasion to be in front of our beloved of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who through whose blessings and sadqa, Allah Ta'ala Hazrat says, Rahmati jo jaha ka hai faiz-e atam, jiske sadqe mein Muslim wa mu'min hai hum. That it is only through the special graces of that great being who Allah Ta'ala has said, وَمَا أَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We send you an embodiment of mercy for both the world, for all the universes. And through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we are Muslims, we are believers. But let us think, do we appreciate this great ni'mat? What an effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, and the concern of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But are we following our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we appreciating this great gift? And do we truly feel honored to be a Muslim? Do we feel honored to be a mu'min? Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummate muslima hai jo khairul umam. And it is only and only through the very special, great, honorable rank and position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has connected me and you, not deserving it in the least, but Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of this nisbah, this connection, we are khairul umam, the best of ummah. But like Hazrat teaches us here, Allah has sent us here that we have got the greatest guide and to show people the road towards Allah Ta'ala. We are following people that have made the dogs their imam. So Allah Ta'ala forgive me, all of us, these very, very special moments, these great days tomorrow, day of Arafat for us, 9th of Zilhijjah, the day to cry and beg Allah Ta'ala for our ignorance and our the unmindfulness. And Allah Ta'ala take us out and put us back onto the path of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, you'll see the scene there, and especially now, hai salatine alam bi ihram mein, ban ke hazir huye gadai haram. That you'll see even the ministers of the world, the kings, the prayer presidents, whoever come there, they come in a humble garment. Put all their status one side, and wear the tuqa, the ihram, like they're in kafan already. We are already on our way to meet Allah Ta'ala. But like Hazrat says, kafan bardosh ho gaye, abhi marna nahi sika. It will be said that I'm putting on my ihram. I'm already ready, my kafan is ready, I still didn't learn how to die. I'm on my journey for Hajj, and we all should, I was connected now there. Our heart should be there. But am I really connected when I haven't learned from the friends of Allah that now you will come like humble mendicants in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat to realize we are just nothing, not even a speck, and Allah made us His humble slaves. And Hazrat then finally teaches us that when you go there with just desire and your heart is connected to Allah, then you don't want to come back. But you come back to do the work of Allah Rabbul Izzat, spread the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you beg Allah, Meri Mali ki akhtar ki sun le dua, ho muqaddar mein hai, har saal deede haram. Oh Allah, please listen to my plea. Our beloved Dada Shaykh is making this dua on behalf of all of us, that oh Allah, bless us every year, then we can have the beautiful sight of the Haramain Sharifain and Kaabatullah and Ziyarat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah bless us the reality out of His share.